Mary had a little man.
The fall.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
This morning, FBI Director Christopher Wray is stepping down before Donald Trump takes office, saying he's walking away for the good of the Bureau.
This is the best way to avoid dragging the Bureau deeper into the fray while reinforcing the values and principles that are so important in how we do our work.
Trump himself named Wray a Republican to the job in 2017, saying he would be a fierce guardian of the law and a model of integrity. But Trump turned on him after the FBI launched investigations into his efforts to overturn the 2020 election and his handling of classified documents, furious that Wray authorized a court-approved search on his Mar-a-Lago residence after Trump refused to comply with a subpoena. Agents finding documents piled in a storage room, the ballroom, and even a bathroom.
He invaded Mar-a-Lago. I'm very unhappy with the things he's done.
Trump accusing the agency of becoming politicized, but Wray's FBI also investigated President Biden over his handling of classified documents after he left the vice presidency. Wray seeing the writing on the wall after Trump named someone else to replace him, Trump loyalist Kash Patel. Wray now leaving more than 2 years before his term was set to end.
This is not easy for me. I love this place.
Patel is a hardliner who has vowed to go after Trump's opponents.
We're going to come after you. Whether it's criminally or civilly, we'll figure that out.
He's already been making the rounds on the Hill, hoping to win over support to be confirmed.
Mr. Patel, Christopher Wray just announced he's resigning. What's your reaction?
Well, we look forward to a very smooth transition and I'll be ready to go on day.
Are you going to be seeking retribution against Donald Trump's political opponents, sir?
And silence. All right then, everybody. So when Donald Trump appointed Christopher Wray, after he fired James Comey, he was obviously looking for somebody servile, somebody who would, bend to his will. And he found him in Christopher Wray. There, I said it. This is what everybody's dancing around in the media. Nobody wants to say that Trump appointed Chris Wray because he felt that Chris Wray would do whatever Donald Trump wanted him to do. And in the end, Chris Wray did exactly what Donald Trump wanted him to do. He didn't even make it hard for him. Didn't even put up a fight, this guy. He's the FBI. And he knows who the new guy is. It's not like he's going, all right, I'll resign and I'll have the president, because we serve at the president's pleasure. He's not president yet, number one. We have 40 days and 40 nights. And it rained and it rained and it rained and it rained all summer. Yes, 40 days and 40 nights is what we have left. But it's so crazy because he knows who the replacement guy is going to be. He knows it's Kash Patel, a guy who is a grifter, a guy who obviously uses a dollar sign in his own freaking name, a guy who wrote a children's book about King Donald. Oh my God, about King Donald and how he protected King Donald. This is a nonpartisan, supposedly, a nonpartisan position. Although, please, jot this down. Every single solitary head of the Federal Bureau of Investigation has been a Republican. That's right. Every single one of them has been a Republican. So while it's supposed to be nonpartisan, oh, how we laugh. But he knows it's Kash Patel. You know, it's kind of like giving up your seat on the airplane to the hijacker. And Chris Wray is your guy. He'll do it. He did it. He's not going to make it hard for Donald Trump. Not even a fight, not even put up a fight, not even anything. Go, oh, well, I don't want to drag the FBI through it. What is it? Did they investigate you too? Because that is the story of the Trump administration. It's like, we were wondering and we didn't want to surmise. We didn't want to jump to conclusions. We wanted to know for sure whether or not Donald Trump's Department of Justice under Bill Barr was actually saying that the Democrats were spying on Donald Trump because they were actually spying on others. And the answer we got was yesterday. And the answer is yes. Donald Trump was using Department of Justice friendly lawyers, sycophants inside of DOJ to spy on members of Congress and their staff. And one of the staffers that they spied on was Kash Patel. And apparently, Donald Trump saw whatever he wants to see or needs to see in order to say, okay, I can control this freak. He's going to be my new fill in the blank. And Steve Bannon was running around saying, oh, he's going to be CIA director, this Kash Patel is. Because apparently whatever they found was so grotesque that it was probably more than just plain old financial crimes, which he obviously has done when he was managing, you know, a little organization. Pete Hegseth, too, mismanaged organizations, small ones that he was, you know, at the head of. I mean, it's like he's finding every single person with skeletons, every single person who likely has video of them, I don't know, with a live goat or you know, a live boy or a dead goat. I guess that's how the saying goes. I didn't make that up. But, I mean, here comes the Trump train, and Kash Patel is driving it, and Chris Wray's car is on the tracks, and instead of, I don't know, doing anything meaningful about the train and trying to stop the train, he jumps out of his car and, woo, flees. He flees. He's fleeing the interview. So that's it. That's it. I mean, he found his servile, spineless guy in Chris Wray. And the reason why Donald Trump says, you know, that he needs to get rid of Chris Wray, a guy he appointed after he fired James Comey for not being loyal. Remember? James Comey wrote a whole book called, I have it here somewhere. It's called A Higher Loyalty. Yes, the oath was to the Constitution, not to Donald Trump. And Donald Trump had him over for dinner. This is, I think, why he likes the whole Hannibal Lecter, I had him for dinner thing. He had James Comey over for dinner and, you know, tried to eat him. And Comey was like not having any of it. And so he said, okay, that's it. I'm firing him. Then he hires Chris Wray. And now he is out there saying, you know, publicly, I'm going to replace you. You will be replaced. And Chris Wray says, don't even bother. You know, do your thing. I'm out. So this one guy, this one man, this one president has already made his way through three FBI directors, three of them. You know, J. Edgar Hoover, who was probably the most corrupt that we've ever had, I think he was FBI director for 38 years, I want to say. And this was a guy who liked to spy on people that J. Edgar Hoover considered difficult politically to confront. I mean, it was like Martin Luther King. He spied on Martin Luther King relentlessly and found that Martin Luther King, pastor Martin Luther King, head of the Ebenezer Baptist Church, which now is, pastored by Warnock in Georgia, who's a senator, was found to have, I don't know, been less than true to his wife, Coretta. And he was blackmailed so hard by J. Edgar Hoover that J. Edgar Hoover suggested to Dr. Martin Luther King that he commit suicide. Sorry if that triggers you. But that's actually what the goal was there, was to get Martin Luther King Jr. to commit suicide. And then he was assassinated, you know. So what could go wrong? Well, yesterday we found out that Donald Trump's DOJ was spying on, Eric Swalwell of California, Adam Schiff of California, Devin Nunes of California, and Kash Patel, who was a lawyer inside the office of Devin Nunes. He was, a Capitol Hill lawyer. And now he's going to be the director of the FBI. Holy crap.